whenever you're ready.
Oh my God.
Jessica! I've never been called a fox!
Dana.
That's a classy name for a Harry.
I like it classic.
Okay.
Do you?
Welcome to the Rants and Raves podcast.
Sure.
Out with the bad and in with the good, motherfuckers.
That's right.
Jessica.
Dana.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Welcome to the Rants and Raves podcast. I am Dana Powell.
I'm Jessica Young. And we are here to rant and rave. How was your week?
It was great. Thank you for asking. Yeah, I actually did something really cool. So a friend of mine, and this is such a great idea for anyone. Mm-hmm. It's never crossed my mind.
Okay.
And now my wheels is turning. My girlfriend, Eileen O'Connell, who a lot of you would definitely recognize. She's like every mom in every commercial ever because she's just delightfully lovely and bubbly and sweet. It was her birthday. And so they have kids too, her and her husband Scott Beener, who's also an actor. They had a night out without the kids for her birthday.
Nice.
And we all met up at a hotel in Santa Monica.
Ooh.
Beautiful, beautiful lobby with a bar. And then behind the bar is a restaurant. You can have dinner too. But we all just met up for drinks in the lobby.
How nice.
There was a live band playing, like kind of like modern songs, but a little bit jazzy. And this young girl was singing with them who had an incredible voice. But I have a girlfriend who's much younger than me, and I always say when we go out, if you follow my Instagram at Dana Powell's, you will see she's the redhead in all my pictures. That's not me.
And looks like the fourth Powell sister.
She really
it's
does.
Crazy.
Blue eyes, freckles, red hair. I mean, it's crazy. She looks more like my baby sister than my actual baby sister, who got like the olive skin and nice fluffy lips and hazel eyes. She looks so exotic. But anyway, not Kate. She looks like a regular old redhead from the Powell family. So she told me one time, I showed up, we were doing a fitting for a project a friend of ours was doing, and I had on a t-shirt and jeans, and she goes, "Oh my God, Dana, I have never seen you in a t-shirt and jeans. You look so hip." And I looked at her, and I was like, "Do I not usually?" Which in my mind, I was expecting her to go, "Well, no, usually you do." And then I was like, "No, Dana, literally she could be your daughter. You never look hip to her." So anyway, when she said that, I was like, oh, because I don't get out very often. We've gone over this. And I always feel like, well, I should wear something nice so people know I clean up. And, you know, so in my mind for this birthday party, I was like, okay, remember I told you I just bought some t-shirts. I was like, okay, should I wear a t-shirt and jeans and be a little hipper for the evening? And then I was like, no. We're going out for birthday drinks. I'm going to wear it. So I wore this green polka dot dress and I got lots of compliments. Thank God, Jessica, because this place was so fancy.
Oh.
It was really beautiful.
You
like
would have
a
felt
staircase.
Slummy.
Oh, I would have felt horrible. Beautiful glass windows overlooking the ocean, this old timey looking bar, all the beautiful carpet. It was like, I don't know, just like a ballroom almost.
Nice.
Really beautiful. So a bunch of us just met up there and hung out in the lobby and had drinks and talked and chatted for her birthday.
That's really fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. How was your week?
It was great. I did have a mishap with my debit card.
Did you lose it in your boobs?
No, I was stopping. There was a 7-Eleven right by my work.
Interesting. I have a 7-Eleven story today, too.
Oh, my God. I stopped there to grab a drink really quick before I got to work.
Interesting. My story involves grabbing a drink.
This is not about the drink.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Okay.
I walk up to the counter and I saw somebody walk in and I freaked out because it wasn't like, oh, I think that I'm 100% sure it was someone that I know but haven't spoken to in a very long time.
Oh.
And I have guilt that I haven't spoken to them. I'm not going to go into the details of how and why, but it's someone I never reached out to after something happened. It wasn't something I did to them, but I just didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think we're all guilty of this where you're like, well, now it's been too long and now it's too weird.
Yes.
So when they came in, I had so much panic overtake me. I can't even tell you.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh my God. And as we all know, I don't have a soft voice. And I'm not being arrogant. My voice is I was not the kid that could ever get away with something or disguising my voice. Everyone's dad always knew it was me. It was mortifying.
Right.
So I started whispering to the guy. He's like, how's your day going? I'm like, good. He's like, I'm sorry. I'm like, good. I didn't want to talk louder because I knew for a fact if the person hasn't already spotted me from behind, the minute they hear my voice, they'll know it's me.
Yeah.
So anyways, I then felt the person walk up. We were the only ones in there. I heard the door close to the cooler and I'm like, oh my God, okay, hurry up. Because the guy like stopped mid-transaction with me to take a pizza out of the oven.
No.
And cut it for someone. Yes. I was so freaked out when he was like, bye. And he sees me often. So he's like, bye, have a nice day, ma'am. I didn't say anything. I literally almost ran out of there. And then I was fumbling. I had my keys in my purse. I was like, oh God. And I went in and I just threw my debit card and the receipt, and luckily not the drink, onto the car. Seat.
Yeah.
And sped out of there like Smokey and the Bandit. Well,
oh my God.
Do you notice anything with my card?
What happened to your card?
It won't fit in a machine anymore. So
it's warped.
I left it. It was on the front seat of my car. I'm lucky somebody didn't smash my window out to steal it.
Yes.
But I went to pull out my card for something at work. Like, I think I had to make a payment or something. I don't know what I was doing. I pulled out my card and I'm like, where the heck is my debit card? Oh, I know what it was. We were going somewhere after work with some coworkers. And I'm like, I don't have my debit card. And for once, I actually had cash. So I walked out to my car and I found this. And
it's so warped.
It's so warped. It won't fit in a machine anymore. But it was so hot here.
Wow.
That it was sitting in the heat cooking up and it actually warped. The plastic of the card, all because I was trying to speed away.
That's hilarious. Did you get caught?
No, I don't know if they saw me or not. I just literally looked down and drew. I'm so embarrassed. I never would act like that. But again, I was too embarrassed. It was my own guilt.
Yeah.
It's not because this is someone I'm scared of or that I hate. It's nothing like that.
Yeah.
I just felt weird.
Well, you know, we're entering, people may not realize this about Los Angeles, but everybody else has regular summer and we have summer, but it doesn't kick in hard till August.
Yes.
And then it goes literally to the last day of October.
Yeah.
So we're hitting that you can bake cookies in your car.
You got it.
Section.
Mm-hmm.
It's terrible.
Totally.
Because I'm used to, I grew up in the Midwest where it starts getting cool in September.
Yes.
Like you're pulling out your sweaters and your
true
jackets.
Fall.
Exactly. And it's chilly and there's hot apple cider and bonfires.
Yes.
And here we're like, oh God, I hope my air doesn't give out.
Thank you. Rolling blackouts.
Yes. It's awful.
Oh my.
But I mean, I guess we have sunshine more than anybody else.
That's true.
Also, the mosquitoes are insane this year.
Beyond.
They're beyond. Literally. Scientifically, this is the worst year for bugs.
I know.
I have bug bites all over me. I look like a leper.
Yeah.
Because apparently I scratch them in my sleep. My nanny was like, you got to start putting Band-Aids on before you go to bed. Because
you'll scratch the Band-Aids off, though.
Well, maybe. But I have a huge chunk out of the side of my leg and I couldn't figure out what happened. She's like, I bet you scratched a bug bite in your sleep.
Are you like me? I'm not allergic, thank God, like where I would have a reaction or can't breathe.
Like anaphylactic, yeah.
But if I get bit by a mosquito, it's like when I got allergy shots as a kid. It blows up to
huge,
a little knot.
Huge, yes.
And we're talking a week.
Mm-hmm.
That thing itches like the mosquito is in my skin.
Yes.
Like huge dots, raised,
same.
Hot. It gives me hives.
Same. Have I told you what I've started doing? So I've tried everything. Mm-hmm. You hear all the things. Put clear nail polish on it. Well, I just pick the nail polish off.
No.
It doesn't do any good. But
that
can't
be good. That's what you do to the back of a janky piece of jewelry made out of nickel so it doesn't turn your skin teal green.
Well, and I'm not like my dad. Like, he just pours bleach on everything.
Oh, my God.
But you know what I have started doing? And I put this together myself. I didn't read it anywhere. So don't take my advice in case you die. I've started putting hemorrhoid cream on my bug bites.
Hey, that sounds like a good idea.
Because it takes away itching and inflammation.
And hopefully maybe shrinks the site.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
It definitely keeps me from itching it as much.
Preparation H. Not a sponsor, but you could be.
Not a sponsor, but you could be. Because I also use it under my eyes.
I've heard that.
Yes, it does work.
Okay.
It's not permanent, obviously. It's not like getting tear trough
to
shots.
To help with bags or whatever.
Mm-hmm. To take down
maybe
puffiness.
Maybe that's why you never have bags.
Oh, I do.
Maybe that's why I need to try it.
I do have bags.
No.
Oi, oi, oi.
You don't even have makeup on right now and you look fine.
I have a little bit on.
I look like the Crypt Keeper.
No, you don't, you crazy.
Hello, you geeks and ghouls.
Why are you not the voice of the Crypt Keeper? The Bride of the Crypt Keeper. Oh my God. Okay, well, should we get into it?
Let's do it.
So I think I'm starting with rants today. Oh, how interesting. It's a 7-Eleven story. Okay, so I posted a story about this on my Instagram, but I want to give y'all the deets.
Yeah.
Okay.
You just posted one picture.
It's... Yeah, and it just said, this is what this guy said to me. He said a lot of
things
to me.
We need the backstory.
So I went into the 7-Eleven yesterday, and I was at the back in the cooler looking at drinks because here's the bad portion of the story. They often run sales on those tall cans of like...
Mango-ritas.
Mango-rita, lime-rita.
Why did I know?
All of those.
Just kidding. I saw one of the cans.
You saw the can? Because I've already guzzled it. But they run specials on them, 2 for $6.
Oh.
And they're really fun for when I'm binging my Stranger Things, just to kind of like zone out, have a sweet little drink cocktail out on my porch with my mosquito bug light that works for $13.
It get it really on does Amazon. Work.
So I'm standing at the cooler with the door open trying to choose my sweet drinks, and I hear the owner of the store go, "You're not getting a drink. You don't want a drink. You already have. Get away from her."
Oh.
And I was like, at first I thought he was yelling at me. I was like, but I really do want a drink.
How do you know I have a bottle of water in my car?
Then I hear the guy beside me go, "Oh man, ah." And start walking forward. And I was like, oh boy. And he keeps turning around and looking at me. And I had just come from an audition. So I cleaned up, washed my hair, put some earrings on, whatever, you know.
Earrings. How sexy
that's
of
all
you.
That's all I was wearing, earrings. The way I describe how I dress on this show is the worst. It's terrible. I'm always like, I put my hair in a ponytail and put on flip-flops for Jessica. That's all I'm wearing.
It sounds like a PTA mom from the 80s.
So I see him turning around looking at me. He keeps turning around. He's like, "Hey." I'm like, "Hi." And I was not being friendly because I was not inviting conversation. No. And there was a female worker stocking something on the floor, and she looked at me and I rolled my eyes and she kind of gave me the nod of like, "Yeah, I know." And then there were two guys in line behind me. And then this guy was in front of me and two people in front of them. It was a long line. So I rolled my eyes at her like, he's going to talk to me. And then I rolled my eyes at the two guys behind me. I crossed them. You know my eye roll that's like.
Yes.
And so that they got the picture. I don't want to talk to this guy. He's going to talk to me.
Yes.
Let's all look out.
Exactly.
Right? So the guy turns around. He goes, "You look pretty today." And I go, "Thanks." And then turned away from him. And he goes, "Is that alcohol?" Now, I was holding 2 tall cans of alcohol. But I just go, "Uh-huh." And then he goes, "Do you need a boyfriend?"
"No, ma'am."
And I go, "No, thanks. I already got a husband." And he goes, "Still, though?" And then gives me hard eye contact.
Ew.
Slurps his Slurpee.
No!
And goes,
Gross.
I was not flattered.
Nope. Who would be?
And I was like, he just kept talking to me, you know, and I was glancing at the guys behind me. So here's the problem I'm bringing to the table. I need to ask you and the listeners, I really do want your feedback. And this is maybe controversial because, you know, I do consider myself a feminist, but in a situation like that, women do have to be careful how we respond to men. And in fact, I will admit, if those two men hadn't been behind me, I probably would have been a little less irritated with this man because I recognized he was in there a lot, did that a lot, enough for the man at the counter to say, "Get away from her," you know, but I didn't. I was short with him because those two men were there and I felt like, oh, I'm safe. These guys will step in if something happens. But they did not. And in fact, one of the guys behind me was buying 2 monster drinks and he just popped one open and started guzzling it right there. Now, neither one of those guys said to this man, "Hey man, she doesn't want to talk," or "Hey, she said she's married." And I kind of expected that they would.
Yeah.
Now, is that wrong of me? Does that make me like damsel in distress? Because I didn't feel like a damsel in distress. I'm certainly capable of putting a man off if I need to. But like I said, I probably wouldn't have been as rude.
First of all, you have every right to be rude, okay? Like when someone is making any kind of comment, I don't care if it's just a look with their eyes. We all know what it's like to feel undressed with someone's eyes.
Just the up and down. It was awful. And I was wearing a dress with a keyhole.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? That's got the little cutout right where your cleavage is.
Oh, my God.
But it's not like deep. I just happened to have 6 feet of cleavage. So, but it wasn't.
Acres of titties.
But it wasn't like super revealing in any way.
Even if it was, I don't care. It's inappropriate. And I have been around situations and I have been in them myself enough times to see it both ways where no one says a damn thing. Mm-hmm. No one. Mm-hmm. No one intervenes. Mm-hmm. Even sometimes, sadly, it's gotten physical. Mm. I've watched that happen. But I also have been there when somebody will, even sometimes a woman will stand up and say something. I'm that woman who, mm-hmm. if I see something going on sometimes,
I would say she doesn't want to talk to you.
And I freak out because no one's saying anything. And mm-hmm. now granted, we all have to be careful every day.
Issues. Yeah.
I did that once when I first moved out here to apparently what was a gang member. I'm not joking.
Yeah.
And thank God my friend was there who was like 7 feet tall, but he grabbed me and he was like, girl, you can't talk like that out here. He goes, you're not back home in Atlanta anymore. He goes, this is LA. He's like, that guy is a fucking gang member.
Yeah.
He goes, I understand what he was doing is wrong. You are not the one to intervene or who is going to change his mind.
Well, and I'm sure these guys behind me were like, if this guy's crazy, I'm not putting myself in danger. And I do get that to some extent. Like, I don't want Dan Tipton stepping into things, but they could have said she said she's married.
Yes.
You know, and here's.
And there's multiple people there. It's multiple. I'm sorry. Strength in numbers.
That's why I felt safe enough to be like, no, thanks. No. Yes, you know, but here's the thing, Jessica, and this is why I'm like, if someone had spoken up, this might not have happened. Mm-hmm. As I paid, he was paying beside mm-hmm. me because there were two clerks and he was waiting for me to leave.
Yep.
So I just dawdled around and the clerk knew it. Mm-hmm. She was like helping me dawdle. And when I did get out to my car, he was in his car waiting mm-hmm. in the driveway to see which way I was going to turn.
No.
And he had his daughter in the car with him. I bet she was 11. I was like,
so angry right now.
Why
it's
you
disgusting.
Why are you hitting on a woman in a store when she's already said, I'm married, like, stop talking, and your child's in the car, and you're waiting for her?
Mm-hmm.
There was just so many things about it. I was like, this is not cool, and I didn't feel safe.
Of course not.
You
and
know,
people do follow people out sometimes.
I get followed out of stores like that all the time, and I'm not saying it's because I'm some hot, you know, piece of ass. That's not the case. Out here, you don't have to be.
Anywhere.
It's true. But also, I said, you know, there is an element of it that's kind of funny, but also at the root of it, it's not. And should I expect that someone would step in? I'm not quite sure how I feel about that.
I mean, I understand, again, in certain circumstances, people being scared to intervene.
Yeah.
People have to intervene. And when there's multiple people and it's multiple men, and that is happening with a woman, it's not okay.
And it wasn't physical. It's not like...
Doesn't matter. It's so violating.
It's not flattering.
You didn't need to comment on your appearance, say you're attractive, ask if you want a boy. It's all so blatantly suggestive and gross.
It's so gross. Don't you hard eye contact and slurpy me.
Yep.
Also, has that ever worked? That was my hashtag on my story. Like, the things that men have said to me, I just want to truly, sincerely interview them and go, has this ever worked?
Right.
For you.
Mm-hmm.
Because what continues this behavior in men? Mm-hmm. Like, when I see a handsome man, I don't ever comment on his body. Or like my sister posted on Facebook. My sister is so funny. My middle sister, Denise, she posted on Facebook that. Oh, so my sister, she works at a pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if people realize, but working at a pharmacy is so hard because she gets screamed at all day, every day by customers who need their prescription. Mm-hmm. She understands. Mm-hmm. But something got messed up in the paperwork and it's not there. Or pharmaceutical companies yelling at her about purchase order. You know, it's just from every side constantly. She said, if one more person tells me to smile, I'm going to rip their throat out.
Yeah, I can't. I'm told that a lot by strangers and you're going to get a throat punch.
I cannot handle. Don't ever tell somebody they're overreacting and don't ever say smile. Mm-hmm. You should smile. You look prettier or... Yeah. Come on, baby, smile.
Mm-hmm.
Hearing that down the sidewalk.
It's gross.
I cannot handle it. It makes me furious.
Yes. I actually sometimes deliberately don't smile so that I look like a mean ass bitch walking down the street and won't
get
approached.
So people won't talk to you. Yeah.
It sadly doesn't work with the people I wish it would. It just scares off nice people. Yeah. Not the creeps. It's kind of like a magnet for that. Maybe I should try the reverse effect.
No, because I feel like I smile a lot.
Walk down the street whistling with a grin from ear to ear. See where that gets me.
And carry a hairbrush. I feel like crazy people always are loud and have a hairbrush, but they've never brushed their hair.
Oh my God.
So rude. Anyway, that was my experience.
I'm sorry that happened to you.
Thanks,
It's like when somebody tells you. I don't like anyone to be in that situation.
No, and there's a difference between when somebody says, like, I had a security guard at the bank actually yesterday too. Before this happened, I walked in, and obviously I see this person a lot because I go in. That's my bank,
right?
And they said when I walked in, "Oh wow, that is a lovely dress." I said, "Oh, thank you." That's a compliment.
Of course.
There was no looking up and down of my body. Mm-hmm. It was like, and also said, it goes so nice with your hair. Hmm. I was like, thank you. Mm-hmm. That's a compliment. Right. That makes somebody feel good. Oh, I love your blouse, or those earrings are cute. That's nice and complimentary. But to say something like, you look pretty today. Do you
it's
need
not a, appropriate.
Do you need a boyfriend? Sir, let me get on a soapbox. Okay. I don't ever need a man for anything.
Unless it's your sweet husband.
Unless it's my sweet husband. I need him. I need him right now. He still feels like he has to tell me my license is due. But anyway, so do you think it was wrong of me to expect that those men might
Absolutely
say something?
Not.
Okay.
I really am interested that nobody did.
I'm really interested to hear both males and females feedback from our audience on what the appropriateness of that is, and should I have expected that? Should we try and stay out of people's business? Yeah. Is it not feminist of me to be like, I can take care of myself? Mm-hmm. You know, people argue a lot now about like, I don't need some man to open the door for me. I can do it myself. You know, I still think there's community support and politeness and common courtesy. And to me, if I saw a woman being somewhat harassed by someone, I would have said, hey, she said she's married, dude. Back off.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I'm curious. Please, listeners, write in. Tell us your thoughts and we'll talk about it again.
For real.
Yeah, so that's my rant this week.
Sorry, what a creep.
And he had his sunglasses on the whole time. Come on, we're in a building.
Oh, God. You're not Jack Nicholson.
No, your future ain't that bright, dude. You don't got to wear shades.
I can't.
What's your rant this week, Jessica?
My rant.
Why are you so excited? You are grinning from ear to ear. Where's your hairbrush?
Oh, I got the halo in full effect today. I want to talk about when you go to a party hungry, because the host said, and it was probably also indicated on the invitation, as a lot of times it is, that there would be food, plenty of it, and all there is a bag of chips.
Unacceptable. Unacceptable. Shame on you.
I'm serious. Okay, I feel bad if a friend is just stopping by.
And I don't have something.
Yes, but that's why always, like, you're guaranteed there's at least going to be hummus and chips.
If you're planning to have people over.
Yes.
And also,
well,
usually,
no, not even something there just if someone isn't, or like a can of, I know you hate them, Dolmas, like Grapely. I have like a few little snacks.
Whoa. What?
The rice and
Dolmats?
Dolmas.
Dolmats.
Dolmas. M-A-S. We have talked about
Dolmas.
It. You hate it. Dolmas. Now I'm making it sound Latin. It's a Greek food. Dolmas. I have something. Cheese. Okay, you're going to have something at my house.
Well, at my house, I always go, oh, I'm sorry. I don't really entertain. I've got goldfish, peanut butter crackers, like anything
but
I buy for
my kids. But you weren't expecting anyone.
Right,
if I invited you
but
over.
If you're planning to have people over.
Even just, I used to always be like, come over for the Oscars. Come over for the MTV Video Awards.
To.
Whatever.
You're hosting.
I would do a big cheese board. I would have fruit. I would have dips with vegetables and good ones. Not those grody pre-made plates. Platters that have turned white because they sat for a month at Ralph's. Now I'm really getting angry.
Yeah, you are. And I'm like, how many times have I served a pre-made platter to Jessica?
But seriously, like, if you are having a party, especially if you're going to serve alcohol, especially, even if you're not, you have to have food.
You have to, because people are coming hungry. When we just threw that party for my dad, mm-hmm. at first my sister, I was like, so what are we doing for food? She's like, we're not serving food. She goes, it's a birthday party. We're having cake and punch. And I was like, it's at 6:30 on a Friday night. People are going to be hungry.
Yes, yes.
You're not eating cake and punch for dinner.
You can get away with that at a child's birthday at 3 p.m.
in
the afternoon. 3
p.m. in the afternoon. Thank you. And still, you get a gift bag with some candy.
Okay.
Yeah. So we did end up catering at this really wonderful barbecue place.
That's
and
awesome.
People ate like crazy
of
because they were
did.
Hungry. You go to a party hungry.
When someone goes to a party, that's really all they care about. Now, everyone doesn't drink. I understand that.
Right.
But they care about two things, food and booze, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Or cornucopia of sodas, seltzers, and the like.
The way you speak! I was trying not to laugh. It exploded out of my face.
Oh my God.
A cornucopia of beverages, seltzer, and the like. I love you.
Oh my God. But haven't you ever been to something for real where A, because of the time of day or night that it is, you're starving.
Yes.
Or you have a drink or two and then you're like, oh, now I kind of feel drunk.
Tipsy, yeah.
We were at a wedding where that happened and I feel terrible because it was not the bride and groom's fault. They're not aware. Most people aren't and shouldn't be on their wedding day. The person who's running the catering or the event space, it should be. They waited hours, and I mean hours into the wedding to start serving food. We were all having a blast. Uh-huh. I am not kidding you. People started dropping like flies. They turned to us and they're like, well, we're wasted.
Yeah.
And we're gonna leave because we have to eat. They were supposed to be passing heavy hors d'oeuvres. They did not.
Mm.
The place like really skimped out. It's not what they had been
ordered.
Told.
Yeah, when yeah, yeah.
They were doing this. By the time they served the dinner, I'm not joking, more than half of the party had cleared out.
Oh, no.
But they were coming in. There was at least 100 people there. They were coming in with one small board. You need to have four servers,
yes,
each with a platter full walking around. People were so hungry. When the person walked in, everybody bum rushed that server and grabbed the cheese on a cracker or whatever it was.
No.
They never even got into the room to pass it around.
Because people were starving.
Yeah. But that has happened at many, many parties.
Like, I don't care about football. The only reason I go to a Super Bowl party is to see people and eat.
Yes.
Wings, chili.
Exactly.
M&M trail mix.
Also, it doesn't have to be fancy.
Exactly.
Trust me, I wish I could afford to cater when I have people over. I can't. Once in a while, I'll splurge and get something from somewhere. But how hard is it just to make a salad?
Something. I've been
Anything.
To weddings. Anything. I've been to weddings where they got hamburger trucks.
Yes.
You know, and couldn't have been happier.
Of course.
It doesn't matter. You just want something to nosh and keep you from getting wasted.
You know what? I was at a wedding where they brought In-N-Out, the In-N-Out
yes.
truck.
Yes.
And that was for the second round. I mean, it was it was an incredible wedding. There was no shortage of food or drink, trust me.
I love that.
But it was like a sit-down dinner earlier in the evening because the ceremony was an early evening, like 5:30.
And then late dinner.
At like 10, because they had the place. The party went till like 1 in the morning.
Oh, amazing.
At like 10:30, the In-N-Out truck came.
Uh-huh.
Forget about it.
Was it a wedding in L.A.?
Yeah.
Was it a friend?
Yes.
Why wasn't I there?
I don't know, because there was another one with a food truck. I don't think you were there. They got a crepe truck. And it was the best.
Oh, I bet.
Savory or sweet crepes.
Yes,
it was
yes,
perfection.
Ma'am.
It was an afternoon wedding. It was at the Silent Movie Theater.
Oh, cool.
It was a magical day. And I'm like, you hit the nail on the head with the crepe truck.
That's so great.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, you cannot throw a party and just have a bag of chips or nuts.
No.
Yeah.
Or some pirate's booty, some gross popcorn or something. Ugh.
That's like all I have in my house right now. Oh, and the bag of trail mix I have beside my pillow in my bed. Is that cool? Yay!
No, you have some delicious looking fresh bread that I totally eyed like
a hawk. Oh, artisan bread? It's
yes.
my favorite.
And I'm really
I just
mad.
Got the buns.
Well, I was supposed to bring something today for a live taste test, and it would have gone great on a piece of that bread.
I don't think so. Tell everyone what you want to try and force me to eat.
Chocolate hummus.
If you listen to our show, you know that's been a discussion
She's
before.
The one who said it looked
well,
good.
Well, it might be, but I want you to taste it first.
Oh, my God.
What? Because I know there are some things that you want me to taste that I will not. What's those cups of peyote or whatever you want me to eat?
Cups of peyote.
Yes. What is it? I can't remember what it's called.
Well, that's a drug made from, like, a button of a cactus blossom.
Oh, well, that I'll eat.
Wait. Cups of peyote.
What is it? Remember,
wish.
I went to Jimmy Kimmel and I sent you a picture and I was like, oh my God, we had just talked about it on the show. And then they were serving it in the green room.
Oh my
That's
God.
That's not a Chuck, by the way. I was there to see a band, but.
No, I know, but I
what
don't remember
called?
What it is, but I'm.
It was in a cup or a little bowl tray and it's got like quinoa in it and a bunch of stuff. I swear it was called peyote.
Oh, I don't know.
We'll figure it out. I'll wake up at 3 in the morning.
Tabbouleh?
Tabbouleh! That's it! Ding, ding, ding! A cup of tabbouleh. Why did it take us 45 minutes to figure that out?
Oh, my God.
Anyway, not eating it.
Even I don't like tabbouleh.
Oh, it must be horrible.
It is. Bulgur, wheat, and parsley.
Ooh.
No thanks.
No thank you.
Oh my God.
Okay, well, should we take a cleansing
yes.
breath from all of that?
Yes.
Stupid dudes at 7-Eleven. You know, it's really strange that both of us were running from people at a 7-Eleven. It says a lot. It says a lot. Okay, so we like to take a cleansing breath between our rants mm-hmm. and our corners leading into raves so that we just ranted out all of these frustrations and this yucky stuff. We're going to take a cleansing breath and now we're just going to soak in the good. And
yes.
the funny and the nice afterwards. So if you're by yourself, feel free to scream it out. Scream therapy is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not by yourself and you just want to breathe, I'll tell you what, oxygen's good. So, so we'll just take a deep breath in. And it really does feel so good every
it's
time
very
we do
relaxing,
that.
Relaxing, yes.
Why don't I do it in my real life? I only do it with you guys.
It's kind of the only tool uh-huh. that I have that when I feel anxious or overwhelmed
you
or
do it?
Overly excited or overly caffeinated or all three and all of the above and you don't know what, breathing. It's like
you
the
do
one,
it, though?
Yes.
Well, smell you, Nancy Drew.
I'll do it sometimes if I'm sitting at a desk working.
Good for
I'll
you.
Do it in public, like just kind of to myself sometimes.
I got
to
start implementing
I
that
do it
into
at
my
night.
Life.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I'm headed to therapy after this recording, so I'll need some cleansing breaths.
Breathe it out on the way there and after.
And on the way back.
Yes.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and move into our corners then. I'm starting, but I think we have a theme this episode,
yes.
right? But Jessica and I both brought what the what corners. So I'm going to go ahead and start, and I gotta pull up a picture.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so my corner for my what the what is, I'm going to read to you about it. Mm-hmm. This is by Spooky, whoever Spooky is. I've quoted Spooky before. I don't know who they are. Anyway, Japanese sheer t-shirt gives you the body you have always wanted, Jessica.
I'll take 4.
Well, I've got some issues. The Delusion Splash t-shirt is an intriguing Japanese garment that cleverly uses shading to trick people into thinking that you look much better than you actually do.
I'll take 6.
Oh my God. Japanese clothing designers seem to be on a quest to help consumers achieve the toned physique they've always dreamed of without actually stepping a foot in a gym or turning to plastic surgery. After the super macho tee, I don't know what that means, it's telling me, an inflatable undershirt that artificially enhanced skinny men's muscles, and the Illusion Grid t-shirt, a woman's shirt that used distortion and shading to create the illusion of an ample bosom, we now have yet another white t-shirt designed to create the illusion of an enhanced physique. Created by the brilliant minds, I'm taking some liberty there, at EKOD Works, the new Faint Muscle Musou Mapping t-shirt is designed to look sheer, revealing the wearer's impressive assets. Now, I showed you a picture of this. It definitely looks like you can see through the shirt,
mm-hmm.
and the men's has abs and a belly button. Like, come on. Do you see the belly button?
Oh, God.
And the women's, it looks like she's wearing a blue plunge bra with very ample bosoms that shouldn't fit on that tiny shoulder-to-shoulder body.
No.
But I was thinking, for me, it would just look like boobies on top of boobies. Can you even fathom the depth of boobies this would make it look?
Yeah, that would be ridiculous.
And also, I read another article about it that said you have to hand wash it. Like, you have to take really special care of this.
Nobody owns Woolite anymore.
It is a novelty tee at best. Am I correct?
Yes.
And also, why would a woman... I understand a man's like, oh, I got I got abs. I want you to see. Why would a woman want to look like she was just wearing a bra?
Seriously.
It's weird.
It's really weird.
It's very... What?
I'll take that abs tee.
I would rather have the abs tee. I'd rather... And the belly button. And the belly button. I'm like, I don't remember the last time I saw my belly button.
So weird.
I make it sound like I'm just a lava body.
I know. It's so weird. You may not show it in your garments.
No.
But, oh my God.
It's very strange. And if I'm being honest, those boobies look a little saggy to me. Anyway, that's my what the what. And it's very expensive. I think I read it was like, I don't know how much. It was like $100. One of those crazy designer things that's, it's super expensive. You can't wash it. What's the super macho tee? Do I need to look that up?
I don't know how it could be more macho than that abs pic.
Oh, yeah. This is the one where it blows up muscles. Oh, do you see it? That's weird.
What gets me is this is a prime example of something that I want to see real people wearing this.
In public?
I want to see just how it actually looks on a real
body. Yeah.
And what it looks like not a model. After a wash.
Oh, yeah.
Because I guarantee you it probably disappears.
Look at the illusion grid. It's literally just a graph on this woman's boobies.
That's stupid.
Very form-fitting. The model, neither does the model have particularly large breasts, but you only realize this when looking at her from the side. Because the way that the grid is shadowed, it makes her look like she has shelf boobs. But it's not hidden.
Yeah, it's so ridiculous. That one is just
look from
dumb.
The side, completely flat. And then from the
so
front,
weird.
It's painted to look like she has boobies. I just don't.
I don't need optical illusion clothing.
I don't either. I mean, my whole life is an optical illusion. Anyway, that's my corner, Jess.
I love it. Well, this is another what the what.
Mm-hmm.
Colorado bear smashes through wall like the Kool-Aid man.
I'm going to need you to read the article because I happen to think the Kool-Aid man is fun and cute. But if a bear came crashing through my fucking house, I'll tell you, I ain't going to be looking for Kool-Aid.
If you were a child of the 80s, you know what the Kool-Aid man is. They brought him back once.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah! He's just a big old pitcher of cherry Kool-Aid that just would literally bust through the wall of someone's
house. Of anything,
house,
yes,
okay?
Yes.
But it was always seen like people would be standing around in the kitchen. Boy, it sure is hot in here. Hey, hey! And he just came in.
And they were so excited to see him. That's the equivalent of if a car drove through your house and you were like, oh, yeah, I've always wanted a Mustang.
Oh, my God. A bear entered a Colorado home looking for deviled eggs.
How do they know that?
I can't. Maybe that is what smelled.
Who wrote this? Because I want to see the interview.
Oh, this is one of your favorites. I remember him from a previous episode.
Oh, no.
David Moyer.
No, I get mad
he
at
makes
David
lots
Moyer.
Of puns.
I hate the Moyer puns.
This one isn't very punny, so don't worry.
Ugh.
But I actually recognize his name. That's hilarious.
I feel like we should be like Dumb People Town. People, if you find some David Moyer articles, please send them in because
yes.
I like being mad at him.
Do it. But thank you for bringing us this gift. Estes Park homeowner John Solwinski said the bear entered his house through an open door after smelling some goodies in the garbage.
Mm.
What had happened was we had put the trash in the house so it wouldn't attract the bears, and I should have closed the door.
Wait, the door was wide open?
I guess. He brought the trash in from outside. I guess
to
they probably didn't have
it
locked
from the
bins.
Bears,
but left his door wide open. Okay?
He's like, Hey, bears and serial killers in the woods.
Well, this is like Welcome. The perfect storm for the sequel to The Great Outdoors. Yes. Instead of closing the door, Slawinski went upstairs for a few minutes, giving the hungry bear a chance to get inside and get some deviled eggs that were in the trash.
And why are you throwing away deviled eggs?
Thank you. My I had favorite. Some last night. Me too. I love them.
Me too.
My neighbor made them for me. Or not for me. She made them. I ended up devouring most of them.
Hey, do you like yours with that red sprinkles on top?
Yes, paprika. You must.
Oh, okay. I can take them either way. Not? I don't care. Part of me just wanted to see how you said that word in case you said like paprika.
Or you would say paprika.
No, I wouldn't.
With your turmeric. Do you know what I don't want in my deviled eggs?
Pickles.
Thank you.
Yes.
If you put relish in your deviled eggs, you should be arrested.
You're a mean arrested. Person.
In jail.
No pickles in the deviled egg.
No, and I love pickles, but ew,
same,
they don't belong
same,
everywhere.
But they don't go there.
I don't want eggs and pickles together.
Nobody does.
Just like I didn't want Hatch chilies in egg salad that I sampled at Gelson's the other day when they were
Gelson's.
Out of my black bean patties.
No, Gelson's.
You know what no means. However, things got tricky when the animal accidentally closed the door with the trash can and became stuck inside the home.
So like in a pantry or something?
I don't know. Or somehow now the trash can blocked the door. I don't get it. The bear managed to get out by taking a lesson from a popular advertising icon.
No, Will Moulet.
Well, this is the best part because this is from the news gathered from the officer. Upon the officer's arrival, who said the bear forcibly breached a hole in the wall like the, quote, Kool-Aid man.
So the officer
and made
says.
Its escape. It's so crazy. But the poor thing got so scared and it literally just ripped through the walls. Oh my God, Dana, I love this. It says, the pitcher-shaped Kool-Aid man, a mascot for Kool-Aid, was known to burst through walls in commercials for the product and shout, oh yeah.
Yep. Okay, so this is exactly what I thought. Will Mau Mau. What's his name?
Will Mau Mau.
Who's this guy? What? Who's this?
David Moye?
Okay.
Lil Mau Mau. I mean,
I'm getting him confused. So if you guys don't listen, just a quick shout out for a podcast I love. I've talked about it before. Dumb People Town. It's the Sklar Brothers and Daniel Van Kirk. Mm-hmm. And people send them in articles by this guy, this reporter named mm-hmm. Will Greenlee. And Will Greenlee explains everything. He has explained what ketchup is. He has explained what an anchor is.
Oh my
and
God.
He goes into deep detail. Now, Mau Mau, Musau,
mm-hmm.
is now explaining what the Kool-Aid man is. Just like a wheel of Will Greenlee. I mean, I guess maybe young people don't know.
They don't.
I should ask my young friend Kate, who said I look hip in t-shirt and jeans, if she knows what the Kool-Aid man is. And if she's like, of course, then I'm going to cross my arms and go, then say it. And if she says, say what, then I'll know she's a
yes.
liar.
Oh my God. I don't know why I want to keep melding Kool-Aid and honeycomb cereal together because they're not related.
No, but I guess it was during the same time. They used to really...
Honeycomb's big. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're not small. No, no, no.
So stupid.
Yeah.
But that jingle stuck in my head this
know,
whole time and
I
yours
know.
Too.
They used to push real hard
yes.
around the time Kool-Aid did.
Yes.
I know so many commercials from that time period. My sister and I would record them on a tape recorder.
Oh,
tape recorder?
Amazing.
Yeah. What was the Big Red song? I loved that.
Oh. So kiss a little longer.
Make it last a little longer.
Take breath a little longer. Longer with Big Red. It's the Big Red freshness. Let's write to it. Your fresh breath goes on while you chew it. Say goodbye a little longer.
Make it last a little longer. Give your breath long lasting freshness.
With Big Red.
Oh, God. Juicy fruit. It gets right to you. Do you
I don't
remember
know that.
Juicy
no.
fruit?
No.
Oh, okay, I'll stop then.
I love it.
But commercials had really catchy jingles when we were
they
young.
They absolutely did.
Yeah. Wow.
It really, I mean...
We just got super crazy. We
still never been in the need for carpet, but if I ever need it, I know where to get it.
Where are you going to get it, Jessica?
588-2300-EMPIRE. Today. That weird aside at the end where the guy goes, today.
Yeah. Well, now we have those weird call 1-800-GENERAL-NOW, but then they changed it when the internet became popular. Go www.generalnet. Like, they changed it for internet.
I agree.
And didn't Shaq do commercials for them?
Oh, God, no. He's doing Carnival cruises.
Oh, okay. I think he did General, though, too.
Those commercials are bad.
Yeah. But, oh, man, really, really
bring back
memorable.
The jingle, advertising jingles. Execs.
Yeah.
And writers, bring back the jingle.
There were some good ones.
And a real one. Not, I want my baby back.
No, like,
where I
want
to punch the television. Okay?
There was the Band-Aid theme. There was, what's the other one? Mountain Dew had their own song for a while, didn't they? Dr. Pepper, Coca-Cola, all of them.
I know.
They were good, man. And clearly created community because you and I were able to really connect in a way that we usually don't.
Oh, my gosh. Close your doors.
Please.
And if you're going to bring your trash inside, lock your door.
Definitely.
God.
That's crazy, especially when it's something smelly like egg salad.
He's probably related to the guy who threw his life savings in the recycling bin.
You're so mad at that guy still.
I still am.
I know. Okay, well, I'm going to move us on to another. This is a new corner for us. Mm-hmm. So we don't have a song for it. And also, it's a little bit serious. So I don't think we need Jessica to come up with some real crazy musical number to intro it. So we're going to call this Let's Be Thoughtful Corner. Mm-hmm. A couple of episodes ago, what was it, like episode 24, 25?
Yes, I believe it was episode 25.
Okay, so we mentioned some books that we were both reading, and we came to find out we had both recently bought the same book, Girl, Wash Your Face by Rachel Hollis. Mm-hmm. Now, we want to have a Let's Be Thoughtful Corner because we did get some feedback about this.
Yes.
And we want you guys to know we are always open to sharing your opinions and letting people make their own decisions. So I'm going to let Jessica read some of the feedback we've gotten, and we'll keep it anonymous. Nobody has to worry about it. But
it's
we just want to address it.
One of the messages said, Okay, well, and it's ironic because they're both about the same book that was mentioned. So we mentioned a few books. There's a book called Girl, Wash Your Face by Rachel Hollis.
Yes.
I have not read it yet. I literally...
I did read it.
In my way, bought it just because of the title.
Right.
And I was like, I bet this will be good.
Yeah.
I didn't look anything into it. I still don't even really know what it's about. But I was planning to read it. I still will, because we can talk about it
further.
Mm-hmm. But Dana had read it, which she just gave a shout out, you know, said, I'm reading the following self-help books.
And I did say, there's a lot of religious content in it. Some people may not like that. I grew up that way. It doesn't bother me. And I have some other issues, which we'll talk about. But let's go ahead and say what listeners felt.
So the message that came in said, you talked about Rachel Hollis in your newest episode, and she very much supports MLM companies. And these companies are predatory. She is also known to take famous quotes or any quotes and not cite them in her speeches or on her Instagram. Just thought I'd give an FYI. So first of all, again, to each his own. I might read it and hate it, and Dana read it and might have loved it. We all have different opinions, but thank you for letting us know and also for not being afraid to express your opinion.
Absolutely, and being kind about it too. Yeah.
Yes, unless somebody was so hateful and disgusting towards us, or a listener of ours, and cyberbullying, for lack of a better word, bring it on.
And also, I was not aware of her as a personality before I read this book.
Yeah.
So, you know,
I don't look into everyone's admittedly
author.
So.
I know.
We try to,
either.
But.
Right. So there's that. It's nice to know that information. Feel free, anybody who's thinking about purchasing the book or has the book, feel free to do your own research and let us know if any other information comes up. Somebody else also had something to say.
Yes. And then, so I had posted in our stories yesterday, like before the last part of our episode, before the new one rolled out, a picture of that book. And I said, new book that Dana and I both bought. And then I tagged Dana and said, we'll have to compare notes.
Yeah, because we didn't realize that each other had bought the book.
Yeah.
It was just a coincidence.
Yes. And the listener replied, did you read it yet? I have so many thoughts. And gave the ooh emoji. That's the one where it's kind of the gritted teeth where you're like awkwardly smiling.
Yeah.
So clearly there's going to be opinions about this. We're not trying to turn this into a book review.
No.
But again, if anyone else has read it, curious to hear your thoughts, I'm going to read it now because it's definitely piqued my interest.
Yeah.
I may love it, I may hate it.
Who
knows?
We never want to push anything, you know, where someone's a bad person.
If we want to push it, we're going to tell you, please read this, do this.
Yeah.
No, we were just throwing out like, hey, bought this book.
Somebody recommended it to me. Yeah. And I will say, just, I know you haven't read it, and I will just say, mm-hmm. because these listeners were so kind to reach out and say they had some issues with it, I will say I had some issues too, for sure. Like, I felt like I couldn't relate to her. She has a lot of money. She has a husband that already had a strong career going, which allowed her to start her blog and become popular. And like, I just can't quite relate to that. So anyway, there were a few issues I had, and I don't know, you know, about her stealing quotes or anything like that, but I definitely don't support that. So anyway, we're just letting you know, some people have issues with it. We're certainly not, not a sponsor. It was just something that came across both of our desks.
Yes.
And so we mentioned it, but we just wanted to be thoughtful about it.
Yes.
So that's our Let's Be Thoughtful corner.
Totally. Thank you for writing in. Seriously. Thank you all for your opinions. And again, sometimes you guys bring stuff to our attention that we weren't even aware of.
Yeah, absolutely. And we want that with when we talk about charities and hometown organizations and heroes and stuff. Always feel free to give us feedback if you guys hear something, because sometimes we just don't know. We try to do our due diligence.
We do. We vet it as much as we can. Seriously.
Right. Yeah.
We don't just go, hey, this sounds neat, and then read it. We look into it, but
sometimes things slip by.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we just wanted to be thoughtful about that and air these other opinions and let people make their own decision. And thank you so much for writing in.
Yes.
Are we ready to move into raves?
I think we are.
So I think I am going first today.
You are.
And my rave is actually more of a good story, a good feeling story.
Hmm.
It's so cute. This is from thegoodnewsnetwork.org, which is a fun place to find just really lovely stuff. So this is called, it doesn't have a specific author. Maybe at the end it will, but it's on Good News Network, and it's about animals, of course. I mean, I'm me. 6-legged puppy given the perfect forever home after she was adopted by a bullied boy.
Mm.
And there's a picture of them together, and it's the cutest thing ever.
I love her. Look at those
little
legs.
Oh, my God. And that belly. Puppy bellies are so cute. Since this adorable 8-week-old puppy was born with 6 legs, there was a strong chance that her breeders were going to have her euthanized. Now that she has been rescued by a loving family, however, the energetic pup is now bringing joy to a boy who is bullied for his skin condition. Oh boy, I hope I don't cry. Since the Labrador mix puppy was born with 2 extra front legs that hinder her gait, she hops around on her back legs like a kangaroo. That's why her new owner, 15-year-old Luke Salmon, named her Roo. When she when she jumps up on us, she looks like a kangaroo, hence the name, said Luke's mother, Lauren Salmon. But when she walks, she sort of staggers on her elbows with her bum in the air like an army crawl. Salmon, who is from Orpington, Kent, bought Roo from breeders in Essex 2 weeks ago after Luke spotted the special pup online. When Luke and his mom went to collect Roo, she came bounding out of her puppy pen and jumped up at the pair on her hind legs. It was love at first sight for Luke and Roo from then on, says Salmon. Luke is like a protective father. They never leave each other's sides, and she even sleeps in his bed. Since Luke suffers from psoriasis, a condition which leaves the skin covered in flaky red patches, he has often been bullied for his disorder at school. I hate that.
I do too.
But having Roo as his new canine companion has brought a whole new realm of therapy to Luke's life. Luke feels like the odd one out because of his condition, and now he's got a best friend to match, says Salmon.
Yeah.
I think Roo will reduce Luke's stress, definitely, and that should help his skin.
Aww. Yeah.
Lauren has now contacted Dr. Noel Fitzpatrick, the specialist who stars in Channel 4's The Super Vet, to see if he can help to improve Roo's mobility because her extra legs get in the way when she's walking. Salmon's vet was relieved when they asked for Roo to be referred to the super vet because she feared that they would want the pup to be put down. Aww. We absolutely love Roo to pieces, insists Salmon. She is just a normal dog to us, just with a couple of extra bits.
Aww.
Salmon's now waiting to hear back from the doctor after he reviews a report and pictures of Roo's extraordinary legs. Her special legs don't cause her any pain, and it's easy to see just how full of life she is. She's full of puppy energy, so we'd describe her as placid but playful.
Aww.
And we'll post pictures. Look at her with her toy, her chew toy.
Oh, she's so cute.
She's so cute, Rot. And she has six legs. She's got two front legs, two back legs, and then on her front legs, she's got two little extra legs. But she's so adorable.
I love that he named her Rue.
I do, too. And you know what? Also, can we please talk about bullying? If you have children, we've got to find a way to speak to our children about how some people have different things mm-hmm. that may look or seem or they may act different than mm-hmm. you do, but that doesn't mean you can make fun of them no. or bully them.
No.
It is bad enough that this poor...
Or adults. Since apparently it happens all the time with adults, too.
I just don't understand. And I will tell you, we have a mutual friend that struggles with psoriasis. Mm-hmm. And it's very painful.
Yes.
They're already going through so much. The last thing they need is somebody picking on them.
Exactly.
So I hate that Luke, this little boy, is being bullied for his skin condition. Especially, there's nothing you can do about that.
It's ridiculous.
And so, I mean, just a little side note. If you have children, try and have a discussion with them about how people may look different or be mm-hmm. different in some way. But mm-hmm. that's not an excuse to make fun of them or be
Absolutely
mean to
not.
Them.
Ever.
Ever.
Yeah.
I love that Luke and Rue found each other.
I do too.
It's so sweet.
It's probably very powerful for him to have
God.
That animal.
Oh, God. So healing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cuties.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have a rave this week. I don't know if you are familiar with... I know you're familiar with her, with Lady Gaga.
Nope. Never heard of her.
But she has a foundation that she started quite a few years ago called Born This Way, which is... Also named, one of her famous songs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an organization that does a lot of different things and is all about inclusivity, which she's very anti-bullying, obviously,
mm-hmm.
and about having inclusive things for everyone and trying to spread the love to people who look, act, or seem different than us.
Mm-hmm.
And this article caught my eye, and I just love it. And I absolutely, like many things, hate that this even has to be something, because we could talk about this for days on end, the shootings that have happened in our
mm-hmm.
country
mm-hmm.
and the ones that very, very recently happened, three, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
And Lady Gaga has just announced that she will be funding dozens of classroom projects in U.S. cities that have recently fallen victim to mass shootings.
Mm.
She and her Born This Way Foundation will be partnering with Donors Choose. And I'm going to post their website. It's donorschoose.org to fund the educational needs of students in El Paso, Texas, Dayton, Ohio, and Gilroy, California.
Wow.
In total, Gaga is funding the projects and resources of 162 classrooms in these cities.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Here's a little statement she put out about it. My heart goes out to those who were taken from us too soon and their families, loved ones, and communities who are left to grieve.
Yes.
Everyone has the right to laws that make them feel safe in their communities. In this moment, I want to channel my confusion, frustration, and fury into hope. Hope that we are there for each other and for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that because, yes, we can all keep getting angry and upset, which we all are. And I'm sorry. Yeah, I will get on a soapbox. We all should be very angry about it.
Yeah.
But we have to do anything that we can to make life safe for everyone and to, like she said, channel it into something positive for these kids.
We have to try.
How do you explain this to a kid? It's hard enough to wrap your mind around as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
She said, surviving and recovering from these tragedies also means prioritizing your mental health and checking in on your loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
If you're struggling, please be brave and tell a trusted person. Don't be scared to ask for help. I beg you. If you see a loved one struggling, please be brave and reach out. Remind them it's okay to not be okay. And listen to them. If you would like to join Lady Gaga and Donors Choose in donating to the educational needs of these communities affected by the mass shootings, you can visit their site. And this is a great site anyways, donorschoose.org, and maybe some of our listeners that are teachers can look into this. When I was looking at this, when I saw this article, I saw teachers from all around the country, and it could be like, you know, Jane Doe in, you know, Athens, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking to build a mini library in our school. Things like that. And so you can donate to specific there's many,
wow.
many projects. And everybody is aware of this, how low funding is for schools.
Oh my God, yes.
Terrible, like friends that are teachers, I can't
they
believe.
They spend their own money.
Yes.
I know. At the beginning of and middle of every school year, I go to the teacher and say, give me a list of things you need yes. for your classroom. Because it's too much.
It's crazy.
It's too much for them.
They don't, first of all, make enough to have to do that.
No.
And it's just not right. Mm-mm. So our funding is so down for education and things like that. This is a wonderful, wonderful organization that's going directly to teachers and their kids at the schools that they're working at. So thank you for that.
Yes, I love it. Can I piggyback on that just yes. a little bit? Just because there's a little bit of a tie-in here.
Of course.
Just in speaking about the tragedies that have happened in mm-hmm. our countries and wanting to do something about it. Mm-hmm. Maybe if you don't have the money to donate or you don't even, you know, you don't want to speak out too much politically, mm-hmm. whatever. Well, this 11-year-old in El Paso, 11-year-old starts hashtag El Paso Challenge to inspire kindness after tragedy. We can't always control the events around us, but we can always control how we react to those events. After a shooter killed 22 people and injured 24 others in a Walmart El Paso in El Paso, Texas, the community was shattered. Fear, mistrust, and anger were just a few of the emotions running rampant in the wake of this unspeakable tragedy. Even though he is only 11 years old, Ruben Martinez grieved right alongside everyone else in his hometown. Like many people, Ruben was filled with anxiety after the shooting. He feared for his safety and that of his family, admitting to his mother, Rose, that he was afraid to go shopping in stores because of the potential for violence. He was having some trouble dealing with what happened, Rose explained. I explained to him that we could not live in fear, because we can't, and that people in our community are caring and loving. I told him to try and think of something he could do to make El Paso a little better. Ruben took these words of wisdom to heart, going into his room and emerging sometime later with a handwritten letter and a big idea to bring peace and kindness back to El Paso. Oh. Ruben called his quest for kindness the hashtag El Paso Challenge, listing its purpose as to honor the people who got killed in our city and show the world that people from El Paso, Texas are kind and care for each other. The sixth grader then listed ways that people could participate in his challenge, including mow someone's lawn, visit a nursing home, pay for someone's lunch or dinner, donate to families in need, write someone a letter and tell them how great they are, hold the door for someone, comfort someone when they are sad or stressed, take flowers to someone in the hospital, or leave a dollar on the vending machine for the next person. Like any good leader, Ruben was ready to start the challenge himself that very night. Last night, he agreed to go out to do his first act of kindness, Rose said, and he chose to deliver dinner to our first responders.
Aww.
Rose and Ruben have since visited several area businesses to spread his message, and the very act of helping others has helped Ruben start to heal after this tragic act of violence.
Wow.
He seems to be doing better and says that hopefully the world will be a better place with all these random acts of kindness. After Rose shared Ruben's challenge on Twitter, others were quick to praise the child and vowed to get on board themselves. Soon, people began sharing their own contributions to the hashtag El Paso Challenge. And there's all kinds of examples of people who were tweeting things. Ruben's simple solution to a complicated problem has already made a lasting impact on those around him. Simply pointing out that we are all in this world together brings a message of love, acceptance, and healing to our community and the world at large. Sometimes the greatest messages come from the mouths of babes. Well done, Ruben. So that's such a sweet little thing.
So sweet.
And you can take part in that.
Yes.
It's just social media.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, hey, I paid for the guy behind me's coffee.
Yeah.
Hashtag El Paso Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
That's something we can all do.
Totally.
And just spread kindness.
Yeah.
So sorry I added onto our show, but I just thought they went hand in hand.
So perfect.
Yeah. And we don't like to get political or whatever, but we have to start addressing these issues.
Yes.
And the fact that people need healing afterwards.
Absolutely.
So anyway. I guess that's my soapbox for the day.
I tip my hat to you.
Thanks, Jessica. Jessica.
Dana.
I think that's our show.
I think it is.
Yes. Can you tell people how to get a hold of us?
Yes. Please follow us on Instagram and Facebook at the Rants and Raves Podcast. On Twitter at raves_the. Email us, therantsandravespodcast@gmail.com, or through the contact button on our website, therantsandravespodcast.com. You're already listening to us, so you know what platforms to find us on. But if you just feel like showing your grandma how to catch some comedy or some feel good, you can just put on YouTube for her.
Mm-hmm. All of our episodes automatically upload to there, and they're counted on our numbers, so don't worry about that either, if people do worry about it.
They're not.
I don't think they do.
I do. But anyway, yeah, please check us out if you get a chance.
Yes.
Jessica, I brought us a weekly point to ponder this week.
Oh, boy.
So, you know, just some things to think about for the week, some nice little conversation starters if you need to talk to some people, make small talk. Here's this week's: child safety caps, protection for kids, or angry makers for adults. Okay, thanks, guys. Just think about it. We'll be here next week.
Bye.
Bye.